Isn't it beautiful what they've done? You will find behind your hymnals a new brochure that we've just put out. You can take it with you, or you can leave it in the hymn racks, or there are some in the narthex for you to take with you if you would like, that do some explaining of some things about chrismons and may help you in understanding and appreciating the tree. There are numerous very important announcements. The next 2 weeks are very important. We got lots of activities going on, and I could stand up here and read all those to you, and we'd get out of church about 45 minutes late, or I can just encourage you to read your Go and Serve, because there are numerous activities and important announcements. Please read it carefully. In the meantime, there are a couple I do need to say. Is don't forget about our midweek Advent services this week, Wednesday night. And also, your gifts for the Giving Tree are due today. And so hopefully you remembered to bring those. And if you didn't, I have confirmation class and then counsel and all that. So I'll be around most of the day in case you forgot. Please get those here. Sarah, you're up. Yeah, you're doing good.
Oh, I'm done.
You're done.
Yeah. Are you done?
What I want to know is, can I have one of those cups of hot chocolate up here in the pulpit today? Because it's cold.
No.
No. All right, let's prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who comes to wake us from sleep, who leads us into the light of grace. Let us prepare the way of the Lord by confessing our sin against God and neighbor. God of all time, we confess that we have not prepared for your merciful reign among us. We ignore your neighbors in need and fail in the labor of justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your light and to seek the things that will endure until Christ comes again in glory. Amen. Comfort, oh comfort my people, says your God. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven and all things are made new. Rejoice in this good news. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up the wills of all who look to you, Lord God, and strengthen our faith in your coming, that transformed by grace we may walk in your way, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. There are other children who'd like to come for the children's sermon. I'll invite you up at this time. And I think, can I sit right there? I brought something really cool today. Y'all know what this is?
M&M.
No, this is not an M&M. No, this is the best thing in the world. This is an M&M seed. And I can put this in the ground. And do you know what will happen? It'll grow in three, but not just that. It grows overnight so that tomorrow I could come in and there'd be a big M&M tree.
And we have M&Ms on it.
You'd eat them all. No, you wouldn't, because I'd be there first.
I love how we do that. Hey, buddy. Does it go more this?
No, they're not this big. But that's why this is a seed. See, this is an M&M seed. And you
can
put
you
it in the
ground. Open it?
Well, but if I open it, then we'd find out that Wesley was really right. And it is kind of a jar. See, it's not really an M&M seed. It's a little jar that you can put things in inside. Wesley was right. You were right. But wouldn't it be cool if this was an M&M seed? Wouldn't that be neat? Wouldn't you like to have an M&M seed?
That would be a little bit weird because that would be, the seed would be bigger than the M&M.
That's right. It would be kind of strange, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just grow M&Ms about this big.
That would be cool too, wouldn't it? Really big M&Ms? That would be... You would eat a million of them in one day?
But it would make you sick.
It would make you sick. All right, now let me ask you this, though. If this really were an M&M seed, and if I really did plant it, do you think there really would be a tree by tomorrow?
No.
Yes and no.
It'll be starting
Do things grow that fast?
No. It starts about like a few months.
A few months. And you have to wait and wait. And well, love grows that fast. That's right. But, you know, it's like a farmer. When a farmer plants things, does it grow overnight?
No.
They have to wait a long time, don't they, to get plants and to get other. Like if you planted a corn seed, you'd have to wait a long time to get some corn out of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And it can seem like forever, doesn't it? Especially in the winter. And especially right now, because I bet y'all are thinking, will Christmas ever get here? Aren't you? Just like the farmer has to wait for a seed to grow, we're waiting and waiting for Christmas. It's exciting today because our Christmas tree is up. Have you got a tree at your house?
Yes.
Yeah, it probably doesn't look like that because these everything on the tree is about Jesus. Because what's Christmas really about?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. So that's what we remember and think about always. You have a birthday first. Yeah.
It's my birthdays and then 5 days.
Yeah.
Right now, it's 14 days until.
You're right. You're exactly right. So, what I want you to remember today is just like the farmer has to wait for his seed to grow, we're waiting for Christmas and we're waiting for the kingdom of God to come when Jesus is born. That's what we're remembering. That's what this season of Advent is all about. Okay, can we have our prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, and thank you for coming among us. Help us now and always to grow in our faith. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, and grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fool, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return. Come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. Your prophets spoke of a day when the desert would blossom and waters would break forth in the wilderness. Bless us as we light the candles on this wreath. Strengthen our hearts as we prepare for the coming of the Lord. May he give water to all who thirst, for he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Amen.
reading from James. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it till it receives the early and the late rains. You must also be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord, the word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So I learned something pretty random and odd the other day. First, let me say that I kind of enjoy this stuff. When I try to tell it to a normal person like Nan, she rolls her eyes and humors me. She's kind that way. But you see, I have an app on my phone that connects to curiosity.com. And every day they present five kind of random things that you probably didn't know, but which might spur you to learn more. And so on Monday this past week, one of the topics they presented was, "Do you know what a nut really is?" Nan will be chairing the meeting in the narthex after worship of those who think I am. But they were serious about the question. Here's how the brief article started out. There's a great theme, a great scene in the film Best in Show when the character Harlan Pepper lists the name of different nuts. Peanut, hazelnut, cashew nut, macadamia nut, he says. Pine nut, which is a nut, but it's also the name of a town. Pistachio nut, red pistachio nut. Natural, all natural, white pistachio nut. And it goes on and on. It's a funny moment, but the nut premise is actually all wrong. For example, the peanut, which accounts for more than 60% of all nut consumption in the United States, is actually a legume. And a cashew, that's technically a drupe. So what is a nut anyway? Well, according to the U.S. Forest Service, true nuts are dry, single-seeded fruits that have high oil content. They're usually enclosed in a leathery or solid outer layer. In botany terms, nuts are strictly a particular kind of dry fruit that has a single seed, a hard shell, and a protective husk. So what you likely consider nuts might actually fall into many other different categories, including seeds, legumes, and drupes. Because peanuts are a pod of seeds that grow underground, they are legumes. A drupe, on the other hand, is a fruit with a hard, stony covering enclosing the seed like a peach or olive, and comes from the word drupa, meaning overripe olive. Walnuts, pistachios, pecans, and almonds are all the seeds of drupe fruits. Now, I didn't know most of that. And one of the things I learned is that most of the nuts I enjoy eating really aren't nuts at all. It turns out that what I thought I knew just wasn't true. John the Baptist found himself in much the same situation in our gospel lesson today. But his confusion wasn't over nuts, but over Jesus himself. John had spent his ministry preparing the way for the one who was to come. He spoke about things like roads in the wilderness and mountains brought low and valleys filled in as a way to express the radical change of God's new kingdom being brought by the one who was to come. How things would change and the powerful would be thrown out and the poor would be lifted up. The one who was to come would bring a kingdom of fire and judgment. It was a strict, harsh vision of God's new world. And when Jesus showed up, John knew the one who was to come had at long last arrived. Only some time passed, and John himself had been put into prison. And the things he saw of Jesus and what was going on didn't match much the kinds of things that John had said. There was no fire, no brimstone, no judgment. Maybe Jesus needed a push. So he sent some of his own disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" But Jesus sent word back to John saying that the very reversal of things John had spoken about was indeed underway. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. In other words, the kingdom of God was underway with healing and help and compassion for all of God's people. Instead of judgment, it was grace. Maybe we should pay attention to that. Amid all our nutty expectations in our world and society, amid all our droopish and legumish ideas about Jesus coming as a baby, so soft and cuddly and wrapped up in a blanket, maybe we should pay a little attention to the kind of Savior Jesus comes to be. Maybe we should pay attention to the radical reversal Jesus comes to bring. Maybe we should pay attention to the kind of kingdom that this baby ushers in. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. You see, God comes to God's people in need. God brings healing and comfort and help. God reaches to those very ones who have no one reaching to them. God enters our world and transforms it into God's kingdom. Instead of judgment, it's grace. So what does this mean for us? I don't think I can say it better than a friend of mine did this week. He wrote, "Want to keep Christ in Christmas? Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Forgive the guilty. Welcome the unwanted. Care for the ill. Love your enemies. And do unto others as you would have done unto you." Oh, people of God, in this world there are a lot of legumes and droops that aren't the real thing. Jesus is. Be part of the kingdom he brings. Prepare the way of the Lord. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. gracious Savior. We thank you for being our Savior. We needed you, and in love you came among us. May our lives be pregnant with you. May we live in your love and in your name always. Lord, in your mercy. O God, your blessings truly abound. We thank you for the blessing of Jesus. We thank you for the blessings of home and family and friends. We thank you for the blessings of happiness and joy in life. Refresh us now and always with your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, in this season of preparation for your coming, we remember that you are indeed God with us. Touch our lives with your love. Touch our lives with your peace. Bless those who are sick, those who mourn, those in trouble, those who are alone. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, fill us, gracious God, with the excitement and joy that John the Baptist had for your coming. May our hearts eagerly long for your presence in our lives. May our lives be transformed by your grace. May our eyes ever look for your kingdom and our lips proclaim your praise. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Savior of the nations, come. Make your home here in us. Feed us with love, that our faith shine ever new, and our lives reveal your light. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God.
The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, you come to us in the broken bread and the cup we share. Make us ready always to welcome Christ into our hearts and send us forth to be your people in the world, announcing your coming among us in Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you.
you want me to do with this, Martha?
I kept looking because I was doing things.
We overslept.
Why?
We overslept.
I did too, almost.
What do you want to go today?
Just wherever y'all
want. Something? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Oh, that place is good. I'll take this back into the kitchen and we'll decide what to do. Oh, I don't know. I don't have a key if it isn't.
I've got a key. I'll let my mother have a key to get this stuff.
Okay. I'll just take one so I can.
Thank you. so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Traditional line this way. Okay. Those are pretty much the traditional things. A lot of people do things. Well, I have tried to show people sometimes. If you send your attendance, around here and line them this way around the rail, like if you've got 10 of them, it would probably take to about here or so. Number one, it doesn't block their view. Number two, your wedding party gets to see you do your wedding. And thirdly, and this is the part I like, visually to me, it looks like arms of love. That's just, I've seen all we've done, all three of them. Not one's any better than the other. People don't really think of that one.
Right.
So I'm going to show you that. Yeah. Did you have an arm around that way? It looks great with big numbers. When you have a small number, that doesn't look good.
Right.
You know? But it,
see,
that's why I came in and said it. Most people don't.
Yeah.
So you would have the best man.
Best man, maid of honor, the three of y'all. Right here. And then actually during the service, you then move up.
That's what I was going
to
ask.
To here.
Okay.
Yeah.
The ceremony.
The actual wedding happens here.
Right. Right.
And see, they're more a part of it. They can see, because if I person number 12 out here, whatever, I can't see anything because I'm right behind the other person.
So that's what happened in Alan Person's wedding. I didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So by being back, they get to see and they get to see.
I think it'll look very appealing too.
Nobody's blocking. I would just suggest that you get the rehearsal and try that and see what you can get.
Yeah.
All options are good.
And by 14, 3,
going back there.
Right.
Unless, just if you had two or three.
Right, if you had two or three, would.
See him up under the pulpit now, though.
Well, see, they had to move the pulpit. So I'll have to find them because they're not here.
Okay.
Is that possible to use if we didn't put an arrangement here or there, if we just put two on